Welcome to the Calgary Real Estate Podcast, your connection to the Calgary market, with your hosts, Kimberly Corshane, Barb Richardson, and Taylor Rupert.
Welcome to our first podcast episode of 2024. We were busy taking some much-needed vacation in January and getting a sense of the 2024 market, and we're thrilled to be launching back into a very busy early spring market in February and sharing what's happening with our listeners out there. As a reminder, the content in our podcast is really targeted to buyers, whether they be first-time home buyers, investors, or just a buyer who hasn't been in the market for a while, as well as home sellers, where we give tips on maximizing the value of your home, how to prepare for a home sale, understanding inventory levels, and how this impacts pricing, kind of et cetera. We're always open to discussing your specific needs in more detail, should you wish to contact any one of us. Kim and I are thrilled to start off our new podcast season by announcing the inclusion of a third team member, Taylor Rupert, who is joining our podcast team this year. Taylor has been a realtor for 2 years after earning her MBA at Western and having 8 years in the banking and financial service industry. She is also a member of the Richardson Group team at Sotheby's. Taylor brings extensive knowledge of the market and tremendous skills working with first-time home buyers, investor clients, and sellers looking to take advantage of the momentum in this market while upgrading their home. So in 2024, we will be rotating our team of three, myself, Barb Richardson, Kimberly Corshane, and Taylor Rupert, through all our podcasts. And we'll be getting a more consistent podcast schedule in 2024, where we plan to have a new podcast episode out in the first 2 weeks of every month. As always, we look forward to your feedback, your ideas on content that you'd be interested to hear, and of course, any questions that you have about the local real estate market. So today, what we're going to talk about is a summary of what happened in Calgary's real estate market in 2023 and what we're anticipating for 2024. Also, we're going to give some tips for buyers in this market, which has been especially difficult for first-time buyers. We'll also touch on the what's happening in the luxury market across Canada and more specifically for Calgary. And then we'll be ending all of our podcasts highlighting one specific community in Calgary that we like and we think there's good investment opportunity. So having said all this, I would like to turn it over to our newest podcast team member, Taylor Rupert, who will start by highlighting the 2023 performance of the Calgary real estate market.
Thank you, Barb. Thanks for that fabulous intro. I am so happy to be here on this podcast chatting about all things real estate. So what I would love to start with is chatting about 2023. So our team was lucky enough to go to the 2023 summary of what happened in Calgary, and then it also summarized what to expect in 2024. And so these are some things that I thought was really interesting about what happened in 2023 in Calgary. So from a transaction perspective, everyone heard how busy Calgary was, but what's important is that the biggest bottleneck to that in terms of sales activity, new listings, and inventory was not that there was not enough demand. That was certainly not it. It was certainly because there wasn't enough homes to be sold. So there was tons of activity and transactions that wanted to be done, but there just wasn't enough housing to supply and meet the transactions there. So in Calgary, we saw a huge drop in new listings, 26% drop in available trades and transactions that wanted to happen in the city, and an 8% drop in overall sales and activity across every category.
And Taylor, let me just jump in here. As a matter of fact, I heard at the end of January, we were at a 20-year low in Calgary for inventory.
Yes. With the amount of people moving to Calgary for preference and the value of the standard of living, the value you can get in your home compared to other major cities, and also with rates and where they're at, Calgary's very affordable. And we see this kind of influx into our city. It's really tied to how commodities are going and oil and gas and the performance of that. And the last time we saw such a big boom was in 2006, and then before that in the 80s. So it's really a pretty remarkable time to be living in Calgary right now. Definitely in the middle of a boom.
Absolutely. And I think from a, you know, an immigration perspective to Calgary, I believe you have those numbers, but Calgary received over half or 70% of the new immigration in the province. Do you have a Calgary? Yeah, Calgary's migration in 2022-23 was 72,000 people, and the Alberta received 145,000 people. So we're receiving about 50% of the people moving to Alberta into Calgary. So those are people moving into the housing realm, whether it be renters or as permanent, you know, once they get their residency status, even with a work permit, they can move into the housing market.
Yeah, good numbers there. And I just thought it'd be interesting to add that. So we're chatting about last year, we saw at least 73,000 people move to Calgary. And Calgary last year also had about 25,000 new housing starts. So what that means is new homes that are going to be built in the city in every category. So apartments to detached homes. And as you can see there, there's a big gap, about 50,000 new homes that need to be built. And that's just for people who arrived here last year alone. So definitely a huge housing shortfall we're seeing in Calgary, and it's going to continue in 2024 because Calgary's forecasting and expecting to have about just under 53,000 people come to our city next year, definitely needing a lot more places to live in Calgary.
So Taylor, in terms of numbers, breaking it down for 2023, what did we actually see for price growth?
Great question. So for detached over the whole city, we saw appreciation of 8% on the benchmark price. And then for semi-detached, we saw the same value, 8% appreciation. For row houses, we saw a little higher, so 14% appreciation. And then in apartments, we're seeing 14%, so quite strong. And the trend over there that I'm seeing is that the more affordable pockets of our city, so row homes and apartments being typically more affordable, that saw the most activity and the highest appreciation.
You know, the other interesting thing is number of transactions. So detached homes were down in terms of number of sales in 2023, 18% over 2022. And that's only because we didn't have inventory. The semi-detached, so those are, attached infill type product, bungalow villa product. They were down 10%, the same reason we didn't have the inventory. Row housing was down 11% in terms of number of transactions. And apartment condos were up 22%. So apartment condos really outperformed the market in 2023. I mean, we had attraction from first-time home buyers who really wanted to get into a townhouse-type product but couldn't necessarily afford it, so they purchased an apartment condo. And we had tremendous interest from investor clients because our rental rates have been going up at such a rapid pace. So many people were looking at the apartment condo market to purchase a property and rent out and capitalize on that.
The last piece I'll just say on that is that there was also available inventory in apartments, which was not like other categories. So that allowed a lot more transactions to happen.
So let's move, let's talk now about 2024. So I indicated at the end of January, we still had this significant gap in inventory. So when you have short supply, prices always start creeping up. We're starting to see a little bit more inventory come on in 2024. But what are some of the other things our chief economist has forecast for the year, Taylor?
So we're definitely expecting to not see a balanced market in the new year. We're going to expect to still see it being a seller's market. However, I will really say that we're still expecting it to be really split. And what I mean by this split is that there's going to be a difference in behavior between the affordable category and then the higher priced category. And what that means is the affordable category is going to continue to be very competitive, have a lot more bidders on the property and not a lot of inventory. But in higher priced product, we're going to expect it to still see less competition and perhaps an opportunity there for some buyers to get into the Calgary market. This threshold split in terms of a dollar value in the market is different per category. So detached homes, just for example, is around $700,000 for this threshold price between affordable and higher priced. So definitely can expect a split in behavior in Calgary's market.
And I think, an example of that, when we talk about affordable, as Taylor mentioned, is different for each product type. So where we're seeing the competition and multiple bids and units usually selling over list for apartment condos is in that, $250 to $350 price point. Where we're seeing the huge demand in row townhouse type condos is the 400 to 600K, very difficult to get in. You're bidding on a fourplex or a row townhouse. You have to be there the day it comes on the market and usually expect to pay 5 to 10% over list to be able to secure it. And then we move up to the attached infill type market. Think of areas like El Tador and Parkdale and where there's a lot of attached infills. That's more in the 700 to 900K. Again, very competitive in that price band for that product type. And then detached homes, can be competitive anywhere from 700 up to 1.2. So if you're in a sector, you really need the guidance of an experienced agent who can tell you, how much product is on the market, how many sales there's been in the last 30 days, how much you might need to go in over list, especially if there's competitive offers, if you're trying to secure that property. Where the opportunity is for buyers is really that market over 1.5. So the luxury buyers are having much more of an opportunity. So the luxury buyers, if you can sell your house for 1.2 that you paid 900 for, 4 years ago, and then you can expand up to the 1.7 market, you're really getting an opportunity to get into that higher luxury end because it's just not as competitive over the 1.5 market, 1.5 million, which of course is unattainable for the majority of buyers. Do you want to just talk? We also had a couple other points on the forecast for this year. Of course, what everyone's discussing is interest rates and what's going to happen. So, the Bank of Canada, we were hoping for something earlier in the year. It's looking like the first likely interest rate cut might be the end of Q1 or early Q2, but they're really projecting either 3 or 4 rate decreases, but only 0.25% each one. So by the end of the year, maybe 1% full down in rates. But we do think once the rate starts dropping, even a small amount, either 0.25%, that will further stimulate the market for these highly competitive product types.
And with that comes more buyers. So that opens up the market quite a bit to people waiting on the sidelines to have access to that much more borrowing power when rates start to drop, let alone just consumer confidence in the whole market. So we're definitely seeing a lot of factors increasing demand in the new year. A way to really open up the market at Calgary is maybe the strongest way to bank on new supply coming to the market and solving the housing crisis here in our city is zoning. And we're going to chat about that on a whole other podcast. But this one essentially means that Calgary is planning on rezoning lots within our city where you can have more dwellings per lot. So it means that you don't have to maybe build a whole new structure, but you can add a suite above your garage. And that allows a whole other person or family to live on the same lot. You see that a lot in very populated cities like Toronto and Vancouver. So that, I think, is going to open up a lot more accessibility to housing in the future for Calgary.
And that's actually, as Taylor mentioned, that will be a whole podcast topic. And we might even bring in a special guest speaker from the city on this one, too. But it is going to drastically transform some areas in the city. And right now, I'm already seeing investor clients trying to capitalize this in advance of what's happening. So people in typical single family zoned areas, which we would call R1 in today's market, who are anticipating the zoning of that might change. And it's a big lot that could become a fourplex, or they're anticipating some potential upside. So stay tuned for more information on that.
Yeah, definitely want to have that focus towards investors and overall information. But if you do have any questions right now about it, please reach out to our team because we got lots of thoughts on that particular piece. But I think it'd be a nice time then to chat about, as we're chatting about 2024, let's chat about the luxury market specifically that we're expecting in this year ahead and what that looks like across Canada, but then also here in Calgary. So I'd like to just start with expressing that, you know, luxury buyers, so generally anything over $1 million, they're looking at a different market than they have in the last 2 to 3 years. And so we saw a major frenzy in the luxury market across our whole country, with people trying to buy properties, bigger homes, and typically outside of the city. And it was very competitive. Now the market has really shifted across our country. And what that looks like is there's more inventory in this space, less competition, and buyers actually have a lot of negotiating power as the market is shifting in this way. So we're not seeing the supply constraints that have happened in the last couple of years. And we are expecting that momentum to continue into 2024. What I will also say is, generally, across Canada, there has been a shift in buyer behavior in the luxury category, where they're really preferring single-family detached homes. So that's interesting, because that really impacts the whole category, for example, luxury condominiums. So we're seeing a slight shift in that market. However, I will say too that luxury condos still remain pretty sound in terms of confidence in that whole sector too, especially because there's always going to be buyers that prefer the whole lock and leave scenario, which is perfect for luxury condominiums. That's what we're expecting in the new year. And Barb, I'd like you to chat about what we're seeing in terms of stats, specifically in Calgary, and what luxury really looks like right now in Calgary.
Yeah, and actually interesting, anyone interested in this marketplace can contact us. Sotheby's put out a really great, it's called a top tier report. So it just came out, kind of highlights what's going on across the country, city by city. And for last year, Calgary was actually the only city in Canada where the market kind of 1 million plus, which is what we consider luxury in Calgary, really grew in terms of number of transactions. Our luxury market here grew by 13% last year, whereas Toronto declined by 19% and Vancouver declined by 5% and Montreal dropped by 14%. So it really shows, you know, Calgary is kind of outperforming the rest of the country in terms of the growth in the luxury sector. Now, having said that, there's significantly more home sales in the 4 million plus range in some of those other markets like Toronto and Vancouver. But we are seeing a number of buyers, especially in that 1 to 1.5 million, even up to 2, increase in Calgary, largely from people moving into Calgary from Toronto, Vancouver, Kelowna, Victoria. That's a big portion of that luxury market. But again, as we've been saying throughout this podcast, tends to be less competitive in the luxury sector, certainly over 1.5, 2. So more opportunity, and a great opportunity for people looking to upsize their home, take cash off the table from what they made on their last purchase and upsize to the next level where they can still get in, you know, at a pretty decent rate for the value quality of the home. So I think one other thing, you know, we really wanted to touch on, because we've talked about where the competitive markets really are in Calgary right now, and by price point for different product types. So how do you as a buyer really prepare to enter this market, certainly over the first 6 months of 2024? It's an especially tough market for first-time home buyers. For starters, you 100% need a pre-approval on financing. And you need to make sure that your banker can get a firm approval within 5 days or less. Some of them are even trying to do it within 2 days. And some bankers are even telling people they can go in without a financing condition. So you really need to understand from your banker what your flexibility is going to be with financing. And then for, you know, an inspection, which is another typical condition for buyers, again, you need to be working with an agent who's got an inspector in their back pocket or has 3 inspectors that they can text right away and get an inspection book for the next day. Because when you're competing in this market, if you have conditions at all to your purchase, you better make sure you can get them all satisfied within 3 or 4 days. Because sellers are not taking their properties off the market for 2 weeks now while a buyer has a chance to do all their due diligence. It's just not what's happening in this market in the really competitive sectors. So buyers and the buyer's agents really need to go into it unprepared. And I think the other thing we're seeing, and Taylor, I know you work with a lot of these buyers, is, again, lots of competitive offers in the product types and price points where we have such low inventory. So often you have 5, 6, I think, Taylor, you recently had one with 23 offers or something on it, which is, if you get 23 offers on a property, you better be expecting to pay 5 to 10% minimum over list, and the offers that are going to win will be unconditional. So when you're going in there with conditions, know that you're competing with individuals who won't have conditions, so you need to be more prepared to overpay over list if you've got conditions on a purchase. Like, what are you seeing out there, Taylor? Because you work with a lot of first-time buyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, I was in one last week where there was 23 offers on the table. And so these cities have been, Toronto, Vancouver, have been used to that for years now. But in this particular situation, the property was initially and purposely underpriced. And you'll see then that brings in a lot more offers to the table. Some of them won't even be close to what it ends up selling for. But if you do end up wanting to purchase that home, you're going to be successful when you have the right advisory from your agents. In that scenario, I happened to have close communication with the agent. I knew that the property was underpriced. I knew that we had to go in unconditional. At the end of the day, too, it's whatever the buyers want to pay in terms of their perceived value of the home. So know that when you're jumping into this market is that we are having a difference in behavior from many different factors. And you really need strong advisory and strong communication from your agent to be able to be successful. So we're seeing a lot of that in, you know, that particular deal I was talking about was in a condo. So condos, certainly you're going to be seeing this kind of competition, specifically in city center. Need good advisory.
You know, interesting, because, you know, typically people think, well, their realtor only needs to give them advice on the list price of a property they're looking to sell. But that's not true. You know, the first thing you should do if you're working with an agent and going out to look at a property that you're interested in, you should ask your agent if they think it's properly priced. So your agent needs to show you why it might be underpriced or why it might be priced high. And if it is underpriced, here's what they would probably price it at. So you can expect to probably pay that. So when we see 23 offers on a property, it's usually underpriced. And it makes it very difficult for buyers and agents alike when people don't price the property properly. But again, that's what you rely on somebody with. You also need to be working with someone who's very responsive, because most of these properties you have to get out and see the day they come on the market. Quite often they'll come on a market on a Thursday and they'll advertise an open house on a Saturday. And they'll maybe say they're looking at offers Sunday, but they might get a great offer on Thursday night and just take it. So the open house might never even happen. And we're seeing that kind of time after time. So the minute it comes on the market, phone your agent. Hopefully your agent works with a team if they're on vacation or away, and somebody on their team can get you into that property the day it comes on the market.
Yeah. And I will say, too, I had a little bit of a horror story last week as well with the semi-attached that was pending before I even drove home. So if you really have a property that is in the affordable category and you particularly love it, you might even be in the scenario where you have to have a drafted offer or even a very clear line of communication with the agent, the selling agent, before you even get to the property. So that is a very extreme scenario, but it happens.
Yeah. It's a tougher market for buyers in you know, these competitive price points than sellers. But having said that, we're not discouraging people from looking to buy, of course. And when you look at the alternatives, especially with what the rental rates are and other alternatives, Calgary is still an extremely affordable market and an extremely thriving economy. So getting into some form of home ownership is still, you know, a direction that most people want to take.
Definitely. Yep. Just need the right strategy.
So Taylor, I think we've chatted a lot about the market, what happened last year, what we anticipate for this year. You know, we encourage people to reach out to any one of us at the Richardson Group at Sotheby's if you have further questions, or we can talk about your specific needs in real estate. And we're going to be ending all of our podcasts this year talking about a specific community in Calgary and what we really like about it. So Taylor is going to talk today about the community of Windsor Park.
Thanks, Barb. So I live in Windsor Park and I just know the area very well. And I wanted to talk about why I chose it as my own purchasing place. So I like Windsor Park because it's surrounded by some of Calgary's most exceptional communities. So we're chatting about Bel-Air, Britannia, Algoia, Park Hill, and Windsor Park is right in the middle of them. And then just south of Windsor Park is at Meadowlark Park. So you're surrounded by these fabulous, mature communities in our city that have some of the highest price ranges when it comes to property values. So I just thought it was interesting, you know, a more diverse pocket of the city is right in the middle of all those. So that's where I chose to buy. And what I also like about Windsor Park is you have a choice of product categories. So you can get in there with the condo, you can get into Windsor Park with the detached, semi-attached, and you'll see a lot of development of all these different kinds of categories in this one neighborhood. So you can choose which one that fits you best. And then on top of that too is good seeing development in a neighborhood is a great sign. So when I walk my dog through my community, I'm seeing new semi-attached going up. I'm seeing proposed new development signs, and all within these beautiful streets. Some of them have lovely canopy trees. You know, also it's right off of McLeod Trail and Glenmore. So you have these two major arteries in the city that make it very easy for you to access any quadrant. So I love Windsor Park for that reason. There's a really adorable plaza in Britannia that has everything you need. We've got some nice coffee shops and it's just very walkable. Great parks. So,
and I think just for people who don't know where this is, because it's quite a small community. So it's really just east of Elbow Drive and south of 50th, basically. So it's kind of in that pocket there. On the other, behind Chinook Center, in that nice little pocket there, very close to Chinook, as Taylor mentioned, close to lots of arteries, and even a pretty good proximity to whip over to Stony Trail. And it is an area that we're seeing lots of regentrification, I'll call it. You're seeing lots of houses being torn down, you know, built by two new infills. You're seeing apartment condos being renovated and upgraded. We're really starting to see that in Windsor Park. So yeah, that I support that. I think we're going to talk a lot about communities that maybe aren't, you know, as well known and popular, but are surrounding those communities that are really vibrant, because that's where we really see the opportunity. So thank you, Taylor. And it's so great to have you on this podcast. Kim and I are so excited about that. And we encourage our listeners to give us ideas of topics you want to hear on future podcasts. Reach out to any one of us, and we will be more consistent this year, and we'll be back on the podcast in a month's time. So I think that's it for now. Thank you for listening.
And that wraps up our episode of the Calgary Real Estate Podcast. To learn more about the Calgary market, please don't hesitate to reach out to any of us at the Richardson Group at Sotheby's International Realty Canada. Have a great day.